Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Blake Denard, who is the Senior Vice President at Kayleen. Blake, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. Thanks for calling today.
Sure. Thanks for taking some time out of your schedule. This is the third day of the Rug Show in Atlanta. I know you're down there talking to me from your showroom. Real quick, let's start with the show. How's the traffic in comparison to other summer shows in Atlanta?
It's definitely off a little bit. It's probably in comparison to the previous July show. Mm-hmm. Those two are pretty close, but years past, we definitely saw some more traffic here at the show. So that's a bit disappointing, but the appointments that we had, we saw pretty much 100% of those appointments we had. So that's a good thing. We'd just like to get a few more people down here.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of shows, a lot of competition for exhibiting in the rug business. You've got High Point in North Carolina, you've got the Vegas show, and you got the Atlanta show. And then I believe there's a show up in New York as well, right?
That's correct. And while we don't show the New York show, we have permanent showrooms at the High Point show and the World Market Center in Las mm-hmm. Vegas. And you know, we've seen those shows' attendance has steadily gone up for us anyway.
Oh, is that right?
Over the past few years, yeah, both those shows have turned into very good shows for us. So we're excited to get out to Vegas now.
Okay, good. When is that? That's just a couple weeks from now?
Yeah, it's not next week, but the following week.
Well, let's talk a little bit. First, I want to update our listeners on one thing about you. You're fourth-generation Broadloom, so your grandfather worked at Shaw.
Yeah, back when it was Star Finishing.
How about that? And your father worked for Galaxy?
For many years. I think he worked there for about 25 years.
How about that? So you got it in your blood.
Yeah, I can't get out of it.
Well, and to focus on Kayleen a minute, we did an interview at Surfaces, and it was the second time you'd been back there and talking about your Broadloom products. But let's focus on area rugs. You told me last time we spoke you had about 8,000 SKUs in rugs, and you focus on the upper end of the business too, right?
For the most part, yeah. We're an upper medium to upper end rug manufacturer. Mm-hmm. While we do have the things we source in some lower price points, the bulk of our business is that upper medium, handmade wool area rug.
Okay. And your production's in India, right?
Yeah. We have direct production that we control vertically is in Mizapur and Panipat. Mm-hmm. And then we do some sourcing in China and Turkey.
Now, I've seen your rug products. They're always very fashion, bold, colorful. So that's kind of your USP. That's what sets you apart, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, with the surgence of the e-com business that we see out there, you know, that's a younger buyer, that's a spur of the moment purchase, and it's definitely a fashion forward buyer that we see coming through those channels. So new color, hot color, you know, whatever the Pantone of the year is, that seems to always get a good surge every year. So we definitely try to stay on the fashion forward side in those transitional looks.
So you have something for that older buyer, the baby boomer that may be looking for a more traditional look, and then you've got something for those millennials that are looking for those real striking looks as well, right?
Exactly. We like to say we try to bookend it. The bulk of our business is that transitional business, but on both sides of that, we have a nice traditional offering, uh-huh. and then on the other spectrum, we have a nice contemporary, very cutting-edge contemporary offering. So, uh-huh. you know, we try to bookend that transitional look with both contemporary and traditional.
Is it one third on those two three categories?
Not quite. It's about two thirds transitional, and then contemporary and traditional seem to split about a third.
Yeah, and talk about your price points. Where's most of the volume now for you?
Most of our volume is at that $299, $399 retail 5x8 rug. Uh-huh. That's the bulk of our business. Now, we dip down into that $150 retail 5x8, and we go all the way up to a $900 5x8. So, you know, we're trying to catch both those spectrums. Where we do stay out of them is the bargain basement and the extremely high-end knotted business. We tend to stay right in the middle there.
Yeah. As you know, if anybody reads the paper nowadays, we're always talking about the woes of retail and what the internet's doing to retail. How's the balance of your business as far as sold brick and mortar versus sold to e-commerce? Do you know?
Well, we're running about 35% of our business going through e-com now, mm-hmm. And the balance through brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And that's a combination of your furniture stores, carpet stores,
yeah.
and traditional rug retailers.
Yeah. I mean, there's still, all of a sudden, as you probably know, most of my listeners are traditional independent retailers. Area rug still offers a great opportunity for them, doesn't it?
The Most definitely, especially, you know, the most untapped resource we see now is with the floor covering guys. A lot of those people pulled those 20 and 40 arm 5x8 and 8x11 racks out of the stores back in 08, 09 when we were in the recession. And quite frankly, those racks have not sprung back up. You know, it's kind of hard to see because they're selling so much hard surface now, and every one of those floors is getting a rug put on them.
I know it, and that's what I don't get. You know, yesterday I talked to Dave Schnitaker. Obviously, he's committed some space to it, and he's actually showing these stacks of rugs where you have to have somebody actually roll them back and look at them one at a time. I think that's the way he displays most of his products. And you've come up with this waterfall rack. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, we came up with that about 2 years ago, and I had a lot of floor covering retailers tell me, you know, we need a smaller footprint on the rug side of our business, but we can't stand putting in money into samples that eventually when the product's dropped, we're just going to have to throw away. Mm-hmm. And there's no flexibility in that. Once that fixture's in there, it's the same.
Yeah.
So what we did is we came up with what we call a waterfall rack, and it holds 12 2x3 finished area rugs.
Yeah.
So it's all sellable product. So they can invest in 12 2x3s, and maybe during going into the summer, it's all indoor-outdoor.
Yeah.
And then as we go into the fall and winter, they sell those off and load it up with some wool products. So the products can not only be sold, but the fixture itself can evolve depending on what season it is and, you know, what's trending at that time point.
So that's a big enough sample for them to kind of get a feel for it. And when you say you can sell them off, I mean, they're basically, they're like a doormat, aren't they? I mean,
they're like a doormat. They fit great in front of kitchen or bathroom sink. And we sell an awful lot of those 2x3 scatters.
Okay.
It's a good selling size. So, you know, it's not something that they're really strapped to try to get out of when the time does come. It's a very sellable product. So it actually is a profit center for the retailer rather than just a sample expense that goes in.
All right, last question. How's business doing year over year for you in rugs?
Well, our rug business is up double digits.
We're
up about 11% overall. That's a good number for considering where the market is today. It seems to be kind of tight out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting our increases in a tough market, and that's good to see. Hopefully, of course, our big time is the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The holiday decorating kicks in, and you know, hopefully we see a real strong fourth quarter knock us up to around 20-25% increase.
Well, that's fantastic. All right, Blake, thanks for spending time with us. Give me talking to Blank Denard, the Senior Vice President at Kayleen from the Atlanta Rug Market, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.